Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. So sit back with your cup of coffee and your bagel or Danish and listen in as we talk about topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, a premier law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about us, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, which has articles, videos, and audio of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. So tune into the blog, subscribe to it, and you'll get email updates periodically as we post items to the blog. And lastly, I invite you to read my column in the Washington Business Journal, which appears once a month, entitled Blueprint for Wealth. Today, in the spirit of the tax season, since your tax returns are due shortly, we're going to focus on 8 types of income that the IRS just can't touch. And these are things that, if you haven't done it for 2011, make sure that you look into it for 2012 and beyond, because there may be some benefits that you're leaving on the table. Number one on my list is tax-free interest. Interest that's earned on bonds issued by states or municipalities is free from federal income tax. These are generically called municipal bonds, and their tax benefit increases in value as your marginal tax rate goes higher. In other words, the bonds are generally worth more to you as your income rises or as your tax rates rise. Assume you're in a 35% tax bracket, which is the top rate for both 2011 and 2012. A 5% tax-free rate becomes the equivalent of almost 7.7%. If you're in a 15% bracket, the taxable equivalent is only 5.9%. As tax rates rise, and they are expected to rise next year dramatically, municipal bonds will become more attractive than they have been in recent years. So keep your eyes out for them. It may be a good time to consider buying them before the market adjusts the value in expectation of the increased tax rates next year. Some bonds may not only be tax-free at the federal level, they may also escape state and local taxes as well. If you're in a top tax bracket and you live in Montgomery County, Maryland, this is one investment you're definitely going to want to consider for your portfolio, because the rate is really high in Maryland, and so therefore if you buy a Maryland bond, it's tax exempt not only for federal income tax purposes, but the Maryland bond would be exempt in Maryland as well. And the same goes for Virginia. If you buy a Virginia bond and you're a Virginia resident, it's what we call triple tax-free. Number two on my list, carpool reimbursements. Do you commute to work? Come on, you live in Washington. You have to. Well, bring a friend and bring her wallet. If you form a carpool to carry passengers to and from work, any payment that you receive from these passengers is excluded from your income tax. Commuting costs, of course, are generally not deductible. But let's say you establish a carpool and the people reimburse you for an amount sufficient to help you cover your repairs and your gas and similar items in connection with operating your car to get to and from work. Well, these non-deductible expenditures are converted from non-deductible expenses into excludable income. So if you're in a 25% bracket in 2011 or 2012, you'd have to earn $133 a month to cover a $100 commuting expense. If you've got a carpool arrangement with expenses being reimbursed, you've got no additional income that you have to report to Uncle Sam. Number three on my list of top 8 items that the IRS cannot touch is profit from selling your house. Now, a lot of us aren't in that position because house prices have declined so dramatically that we may have spent more than what the house is worth today. But if you are in that unique circumstance, under a tax law that was enacted back in 1997, as long as your house is being used as your principal residence for 2 out of the most recent 5 tax years, you can exclude up to $250,000 in gain on the sale of the house. If you're married, that number doubles to $500,000 for a joint return. So when you sell the house and you sell it for, say, $1 million, but you only paid $500,000, the $500,000 in gain that you normally would pay tax on is excluded from your income. You don't have to reinvest the money into another house like under the old law. And you can claim the exclusion every 2 years. Now, there is an exception to that 2-year rule. You may not be able to meet it because of unforeseen circumstances. So this partial exclusion is valid only if the sale is required because of a change in your place of employment or health reasons require you to move or for unforeseen circumstances. So if you're in the house only for a year, not the full 2 years, the gain exclusion would be cut in half. But make sure that you satisfy these requirements, and the IRS has a publication that allows you to figure out whether or not your unforeseen circumstances would qualify. Number 4 on my list of the top 8 types of income that the IRS can't touch, healthcare. When you're due for a raise, you may want to think about asking your employer to get creative in your compensation. There are numerous ways to receive non-taxable compensation. So let's look at some of these alternatives to taxable earned income, which is just cash that would be paid out to you. Anytime you can convert taxable income into non-taxable income, you've essentially given yourself a raise in an amount equal to the tax rate times the money that you otherwise would have gotten in cash, and instead you're getting in as a benefit. And your employer may still be able to deduct 100% of it. For example, health coverage. Health and medical insurance premiums paid by your current employer are tax-free. That's a huge benefit. So let's say your health insurance premiums come to be $280 a month or $3,360 a year. If you're in a 25% tax bracket and you have to pick up the bill, the real cost to you in using after-tax dollars would be almost $4,500. That's $3,360 for the premiums and $1,120 of additional income tax because you'd be paying for the coverage using your after-tax income. If you have your company pick up the cost, that's going to help both you and your company. The employer doesn't have to pay the salary necessary to get you even, that additional $1,100 that we just talked about. And it gets you to write off the full cost of the coverage. The company gets to write it off. And neither of you has to pay the additional 7.65% of Social Security tax, which this year has been reduced down to 5.65%, on the premiums. So you boost your disposable income and the employer gets a write-off. It's a win-win. Number 5 on the list of 8 types of income that the IRS can't touch, another type of tax-free compensation, group term life insurance. Group term life insurance coverage of up to $50,000 that's paid by your company is not taxed to you. The premiums are not taxable to you. So if the company pays that premium for you, offers it as a benefit to you, you can pick your beneficiary, your spouse or your kids. Your company pays the premiums. The company gets a deduction for the expense of paying the premiums, and you can walk away with additional tax-free income in the form of the premium payments that are being made. Plus, God forbid you die, the premium, the policy proceeds, the $50,000 that's paid to you, to your beneficiary or your estate, is received income tax-free. Number 6 on the list of top 8 items of income that the IRS can't touch, another form of tax-free compensation. And I call it sending yourself to school. Get educated. The courses don't even have to be job-related, but they can't be for education involving sports, games, or hobbies, so be careful on that. Your company can pay and deduct as much as $5,250 per year in educational assistance paid either for undergraduate or graduate level courses. Again, the assistance comes to you tax-free, and right now it's still available under the tax law. Number 7 on the list of 8 items that the IRS can't touch, 8 income items, another form of tax-free compensation. Your company can give you discount fare cards. They can give you passes, tokens, to take public transportation to work, as long as the value of that benefit is not more than $230 a month. Your company can deduct it, but you as an employee get to receive it tax-free because it's believed to be a de minimis or inconsequential tax benefit. If you drive to work and you have to pay for parking, your company can now provide you free parking up to $230 a month, tax-free. Alternatively, your employer can designate $20 a month of your pre-tax earnings for expenses relating to commuting by bicycle. Did you know that? Pretty cool, huh? Number 8 on the list of top 8 items of income that the IRS can't touch, and it's also another form of tax-free compensation, is if your employer offers cafeteria plan benefits. You really ought to seriously consider participating in that plan. They're sometimes known as flexible spending accounts. The company makes a deductible contribution under a written plan that allows you to select between taxable and non-taxable benefits. To the extent you choose non-taxable benefits, you have no additional income. Available non-tax benefits might include group term life insurance, disability benefits, dependent care, and accident and health benefits, like paying for additional medical expenses that aren't covered under your health plan. If you want to know more about some of the tax planning techniques that we use for income taxes and estate planning, give us a call at 703-218-2100, and one of our many tax attorneys will be glad to help you. I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.